What's your thoughts this morning on the decision to allow the aircraft to be used again?
We need to make sure that the actions that are taken are done with knowledge and not premature. The Super Pumas are a great percentage of transport to the offshore workforce. The decision to reinstate the Super Pumas has come via an industry body with quite a considerable knowledge of helicopters and their safety and history. And so at the moment, we support that decision until we've got more facts about the causation of the events that have occurred last week.
Okay. Obviously, you represent quite a large number of offshore workers. How do you think they will be feeling about going back on the Super Pumas?
I think, understandably, there will be some concerns from the offshore workers and their families as well. We've had quite a number of incidents relating to Super Pumas in the North Sea. And in support of that and recognition of that, the industry's actually made a stance that they will give a sympathetic approach to anybody who, during the period, feels that they're unable to fly for whatever concerns.
I mean, the unions, for instance, they seem reasonably happy that Pumas are going to be used again because the black box has been found, and at this moment in time, we don't know the actual cause of the crash. So if the unions are representing the workers too, it would seem a sort of safe way to go.
Yes, and with the knowledge that we've got at the moment, yes. The Super Puma involved in the tragic incident on Friday is being continued use in the industry now, but it's not being used for passenger transport. It's being used for non-passenger carrying equipment.